Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
I wanted to talk about how to kind of rid yourself of a narcissist. So if you've had to interact with this person for a long period of time, chances are you're exhausted, you're emotionally drained, you know, mentally exhausted from this person, and you just want them to go away. And so you tend to constantly say, will this person just leave me alone? Will this person just go away? Like, I just want to be free from this person. Like, go live your life and don't bother me. But perhaps maybe this person is someone that you actually can't physically get rid of out of your life. So maybe this is someone that you have to co-parent with. Maybe this is someone that, at least for the time being, that you work with. Or maybe this is a relative where you really can't stop seeing them. You're going to see them from time to time. What do we actually do to get rid of this person emotionally, mentally, when we can't get rid of them physically? So the first thing is you have to find your power. And this sounds a little, you know, motivational, self-empowering, but finding your power means you becoming a different version of yourself, a better version, a healthier version of yourself. In order to really rid yourself of this person, you have to find your strength, you have to find your confidence, you have to find your self-worth, your self-value, you have to learn how to love yourself. And by doing all of that, you're learning how to set boundaries, you're learning how to communicate, you're learning how to respond versus react, you're learning how to create that bubble. When you do those things, when you get to the place where you really love yourself, where you've created that bubble, where you learn how to communicate with others, where you learn how to respond versus react, where you don't get entangled emotionally in someone's drama or negativity or them pushing your buttons just to get supply from you, even though it's negative supply, you don't get entangled in those messes anymore. When you get to that place, you're cutting the emotional cord that is tied between you and this person. So if you are not able to do that work on yourself and raise your vibration to leave where you're at. Right now, you're at that narcissist level. You're at that person's level because you engage with them, you allow their behavior to affect you, you react versus respond, you haven't learned how to protect yourself, you know, create that bubble from all of the abuse that they give you. And believe me when I say, this is no easy task. The stuff that this person throws at you is hurtful, it's abusive, and it's a practice learning how to just be a wall against abuse. It really is. And there are going to be days where it defeats you, and there are other days where you'll be able to rise up above it. But working on yourself means I'm no longer at your level. I'm rising up, and either that person's going to meet you, which a narcissist probably will not because they're not capable. But anyone in your life, they're either going to rise up to meet you where you're at, or they're going to fall off. And a narcissist is just going to fall off because you're going to continue to rise up and you're not going to be a source of supply for them any longer because you definitely don't give them good supply and you're not going to even give them negative supply. So as I rise up, what's happening is my energy is shifting, my energy is changing, my vibration is rising. And what that means is the tricks and the abuse that this person used to give me, they don't work anymore. And when they stop working, the abuse eventually will go away because, again, that narcissist is not able to get anything from you. And that's the only way to get a bully to leave you alone, to get a narcissist to leave you alone, is when you are basically this plant to them. I'm getting nothing from you. So that's exactly what you want from the narcissist. But in order to get to that place where you can get rid of them, so to speak, emotionally, mentally, where they're no longer, you know, abusing you and hurting you, you have to get to the point where you have worked on yourself in order to be able to do all of these things that I'm about to talk about. Because if you haven't found your power, if you haven't learned how to love yourself, if you haven't practiced this stuff with this person, the abuse is just going to continue to happen. So the next thing is you want to focus on the outcome that you want. So a lot of people will constantly say, and I was one myself, I want this person to leave me alone. I want this person to leave me alone. And I wasn't aware of the thoughts that I was thinking. So I thought by thinking, I want this person to leave me alone, that the universe was going to say, okay, you don't want this person in your life. All right, here we go. I'm just going to push them aside and I'm going to, like, you know, they're going to leave your existence. When it until I finally learned that the universe is indifferent to what I say. So if I say I don't want versus I do want, all they're hearing is want. All the universe hears is want. So if you say I don't want, all the universe is hearing is want. So you have to learn how to turn this negative sentence into a positive one to get the outcome that you want. One of the ways, it's not a matter of repeating the thoughts that you don't want, like I don't want to get fat, I don't want this person in my life. You need to start accepting this person in your life. And I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive, but it really, really works. So when I accept this person's in my life, when I accept that this person is unhealthy, they're abusive, and when I accept that they're empty inside and that's why they do these hurtful things, because hurt people hurt people, when I really fully accept that, when I have learned to take responsibility for myself, how I react in situations, my own happiness, my energy, my vibration, when I take responsibility for all of that, and I accept that on some level this person's in my life, and I become okay with that, that means that I live life from a positive place and I'm not living from lack. And when you live from lack, you get more of lack. So when I accepted, okay, this person has to be in my life, okay, this person is abusive, and I'm going to accept that from time to time, this person is gonna throw this my way. I'm going to accept that these are the cards that I'm dealt, and there's a reason why this person's in my life, and I'm gonna actually look at this experience as a challenge for me to grow and be a healthier, better version of myself. So I now am actually happy that you're in my life, because you're teaching me all of the things that I've never been able to do for myself. Stand up for myself, have healthy and positive self-talk, learn how to set boundaries, learn how to enforce boundaries. This person is forcing me out of my comfort zone that I've lived for so long and is teaching me how to really stand up for myself. And by giving me all of this abuse, all of this shade, this is forcing me to change who I am for the better. Now, when you look at it from that standpoint, you're actually at a place where you can thank someone for doing what they do to you, you know, hurting you or have hurt you in the past. That's when you see the lesson. That's when you see why this person is in your life. And when you get to that place, some people really fight this part. They don't want to embrace this shitty situation that they're in. And believe me, who wants to be in a shitty situation? Who wants to have to deal with an abusive person? No one. But there's really only two options that you have. You can either go with it and learn as much as you can, excuse me, or you can fight it and fight it and nothing ever changes. So at a certain point, I got to a place where I said, okay, I keep fighting this and nothing is changing. I have to try something else, because it's almost insanity for me to keep thinking that by doing the same thing, I'm gonna get a different result when I'm not getting a different result. So I'm gonna change what I'm doing. I'm gonna change my thinking. I'm gonna change my beliefs, and maybe that'll spark a different result. And it absolutely did. When you change yourself, everything around you changes. The reason why some people get stuck in situations and things never change for them is because they want the outside to change, and they don't realize that in order for the external to change, you have to change the internal first. And when I got that, that's when I realized, holy shit, I'm actually powerful. I'm actually creating my life. I'm actually creating my happiness. That's me taking responsibility. And it's so self-empowering to think that, wow, my thoughts create my reality. And if I take responsibility for my life, that things around me change. And it allows you to stop forcing everyone around you to change who they are when that's not your responsibility, number one. And it doesn't matter if they change. That's an amazing place to be, when you don't need anyone to change who they are, because you take responsibility for everything that's going on in your existence. The next thing is, and this is really powerful, using visualization is such a powerful tool towards manifestation. If I'm trying to manifest something in my life, if I want something to happen, if I want something to come into my existence, We've all, if you've ever learned about manifestation, the law of attraction, I mean, the 101 rule is visualization. So we have to live life as if it's already in existence. So when you live life like that, by saying, okay, what do I want? And that whatever it is that I want, it is a non-negotiable that it's going to happen. That type of thinking pushes you past fear. It pushes you past your self-doubt. It almost, and I'm sure we've all had something in our life that it had to happen. There wasn't even a question of whether or not it was going to happen. Now that's the same tool that highly successful people have. So using visualization is really, really powerful because everyone in our life is taking up space in our existence and we get to choose who lives in our world. Right? So we get to decide whether we keep a family member in, we get to decide who our friends are, we get to pick our partners, we get to pick all of these people. So if you can say to someone, I do not want you in my life anymore, that's amazing because you're freeing up that space for someone healthier to enter your existence or to meet a great partner finally because you've ended this relationship that's no longer serving you. And even if you can't physically have someone leave your life, mentally you can still have them go away. Emotionally, they can still not be in your life anymore. And that still frees up space for someone else. So using visualization is just a matter of you living life as if this person doesn't exist anymore to you, that their behavior doesn't have an effect on you anymore. And again, this is a practice, but really sitting in the space of feeling what it would feel like to be free from this person. And if you, no matter who the person is, whether it's a family member or a relationship or anyone, now what you want to think about is how amazing it feels to be free from this. And who do you want in your existence now? So when we are using visualization and we're thinking about all of these things, another great thing to think about is you having a peaceful relationship with this person. Now, if you're dealing with a narcissist, what I mean by peaceful is not this person being a good person, not this person doing the right thing, saying the right thing, that they've stopped being difficult, that they stopped, you know, bullying you and threatening you and abusing you and trying to gaslight you. Take all of that aside. Just that no matter what this person gives you, that you're at peace, that you know how to handle yourself, that no matter what they try to throw at you, that you'll be okay, that you know how to love yourself, you know how to parent yourself, and that's you having a peaceful relationship with them. It's not them changing, but it's a different perspective on what a peaceful relationship should be, so that no matter what they do, they don't affect you. The last thing is enforcing your boundaries. Now, if you want to be free from this person, if you don't want their abuse anymore, you're so mentally drained, you're physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted, and you're like, please go away, please go away, please leave me alone. That is never going to work coming from that weak place. But we found our power, we're working on ourselves, we're using visualization, and now we have the strength to learn how to not only set our boundaries, but how to enforce them. And people ask me this all the time. How do I enforce boundaries? How do I enforce boundaries? And every situation is completely different. But in order to enforce a boundary, it can be as simple as someone saying, every time I pick you up, you're always late. So going forward, I'm not going to pick you up before work anymore. You're going to have to find your own ride because I've asked you time and time again, please be on time. That's really important to me. It shows a sign of respect and you are continuously late and you obviously don't care about being respectful of me and my time. And so going forward, you're going to have to find a ride to work yourself. That's you enforcing a boundary and sticking with it until possibly, depending on who the person is, depending on how many chances you've given that person, that you say, okay, I'm going to try one more time and then that's it. But then you have to stick to it. It's being a parent, essentially. You're parenting yourself. It's just like you dealing with children. When children do something wrong and they have to get punished, there's a consequence for their actions. You can't just take back that consequence because the child will never learn that they can't mess with you like that, that they can't do that behavior, that they can't behave the way that they are or say the things that they're saying because there really is no consequence because you have poor boundaries. So that's you loving yourself is being able to enforce boundaries. Now, if you're dealing with a narcissist or someone who's abusive or unhealthy, setting boundaries really could mean you leaving the situation, like physically leaving the situation or ending the relationship. And that's something that sometimes people don't want to do. But the fact of the matter is, how many times do you have to say to someone, hey, this bothers me, and nothing changes? I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep like pleading and negotiating because you come from such lack and that you feel like you need this person in your life in some way, shape, or form? I mean, you really don't. So if it comes to a relationship that you're having with someone, a boyfriend, a partner, and they can't respect your boundaries, well, then they don't have you in their life. And that's the consequence. That's you enforcing your boundaries with someone if it gets to that point. But really what you have to be able to do is know what you expect from this person. If they're doing something that's bothering you, you need to know, what do I actually want them to do that I would deem respectful, that they care about me, that they're showing me that they care about what I think and how I feel. So you need to be able to know that. So when you know that, you communicate that in an appropriate way. So you communicate that in a self-loving way, which is, you say it calmly. You know, you say exactly what you need. You're not beating around the bush because you don't want to seem like, you know, you're being too needy, or you don't want to be labeled as a bitch or anything like that. You are a self-sufficient, self-loving person who is able to communicate what they think and how they feel to anyone. So when you do that and someone says, okay, I completely understand, I respect what you have to say, and I will really work on this going forward. Now it's a matter of seeing if they're gonna actually work on the things that they say they're gonna work on. And then if they don't, you only have two options. You're either gonna keep giving chances and chances, or you're gonna say, okay, well, we can't be friends. Okay, well, we can't be in a relationship, because this is really a deal breaker for me. And I really feel disrespected by, you know, the fact that you say these things to me, or you do these things to me. So those are the only two options when it comes to enforcing boundaries with someone. Maybe you don't help someone out as much as you usually did. Maybe you don't pick up the phone and answer their calls as much as you usually did in the past. And that's your way of setting boundaries. But you can't be passive aggressive about it. You can't just all of a sudden stop answering your mother's phone call. You have to tell her, hey, look, I love you and I want this relationship to work. I want us to have a great relationship, but I've asked you time and time and again to please be respectful of this, and you continue to not respect my boundaries, and I'm sorry, but I have to start distancing myself from you because I have to take care of myself first and foremost. So that way you're communicating. That way when mom calls and you don't pick up, she knows why you're not picking up. So that's you always communicating yourself effectively with people. So getting back to the topic of getting rid of this person. So if you learn to enforce boundaries with this person, again, you're showing them that you are not going to manipulate me, you're not going to walk all over me, you're not going to shit all over me, and that when I stand up for myself, I mean business. So you can't do this abusive, manipulative, threatening, you know, tactics anymore, because I'm not fearful of you anymore. I don't live in fear when I'm around you. I'm not worried about what you think. I'm not worried about how I am looked at. Am I looked at as, you know, a crazy or a bitch or, you know, someone who is not cooperative? I know that I'm a good person, and I know that my boundaries mean that I'm loving myself. Now, when you get to that place where you're so self-loving, you're able to do these things for yourself, you are becoming blah to them, because they're not getting what they want from you. So they're not getting the positive supply. They're not able to manipulate you to get what they want out of you. And then even if you are fighting them on their manipulation, you're no longer reacting negatively. You're no longer getting entangled in that mess. You have officially cut the cord, and there's no gray area. It's just black or white. You no longer affect me. And eventually that person will just go away. So they won't bother you anymore. They'll leave you alone. And when I tell you, I'm a test that this works, I'm telling you, but it takes time. And people often message me and say, you know, I've been doing this forever and this person's still bothering me. Well, here's the thing. This person has known you for a very long time, and it is going to take a long time for them to learn that you are no longer this person that you used to be that would take on their abuse. So depending on who the narcissist is, depending on how relentless they are, and they all are relentless, that they may not get the message right away. And again, you may have to do this stuff over and over and over again, time after time, and don't worry about how long it's gonna take. Just know that every time you have to do this, you're building the muscle within yourself to stand up to yourself, to stand up to this person, to love yourself, and that's all good stuff. So just look at every interaction as really great practice. And eventually, all of a sudden, you'll wake up and you'll go, wow, this person's hasn't been in my life for a while. They haven't bothered me, they haven't bugged me, and that's when you get what you want.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.